This time we call Suzanne forward for the children's sermon. And any children, come forth. Come forth. Come hither. Come on down. The price is right. Oh, good group.
Oh, good group.
Okay, so I'm going to ask you guys a question. Look around the sanctuary and tell me what you see, especially behind us. And over there. Do you see your mirror? That's nice. There you go. That's nice. So did you see anything that looks kind of Christmassy?
Christmas tree.
Christmas trees.
Oh.
What do you see?
A Christmas tree behind you.
A Christmas tree behind me, yay! And you know what? This is that time of year when we celebrate something special. Do you know what that is?
Yeah.
What is it?
Uncle's birthday!
What is it?
Uncle's birthday!
God's birthday, that's right. We're so good about that, aren't we? That's nice that you know that. And that's what we're here for today. We're going to celebrate, in a couple days, we're going to celebrate something and we get presents. And there's things under the tree, and they're so amazing. And you've been good, and you've talked to Santa, right?
Yeah, Santa and God give you presents.
Santa and God give you presents. Well, you are on it today.
It's a cake.
It's a cake. It's our cake for
work. Hey, this is my cake.
Okay, it's beautiful. And now, and what I want to do is I'm going to ask you guys a question. This is important. When you think about Christmas, what's the first thing that comes to mind when you think about Christmas? Go ahead.
Jesus.
Jesus. See, I told you, it's always a good answer. You know, if you answer Jesus or God, you got up here. Okay, and what's something else that you think of? Go ahead.
Santa.
Okay, what's Santa do? What does he bring to you?
A present.
Okay, but what was Jesus to us?
Be good.
Now, what was Jesus to us? When God gave us something, what did he give us?
A present.
A present. And who was our present? It was a person. Who was our present?
A God.
Jesus?
Jesus.
Excellent. Okay. So, when you get those presents from God, and we get them every day, we get because we have good health, because we live in the United States, because we can have an education, because we have wonderful parents in a church that loves each and every one of you. We get those presents, okay? And all of this is because of one person. Who is that? That's it. That's the safe answer. Jesus. It's because of Jesus. We celebrate that once a year because this is his birth. This is the celebration. We always celebrate his birthday, and we get presents with that, right? So, here's the idea. I'm just going to bring it to you in a nutshell. The celebration of Christmas is not about all the presents. It's not about all the glitter and the trees and all the things. Those are symbols of Christmas that we look at. But the real meaning of Christmas is the birth of Jesus Christ. And that's in our lives every single day, right? Okay? Who does anybody have anything to add to that? I'm sure you do. What? Pardon me? No, you don't get anything?
Those are the ketchup.
Okay, well, those would be things too, honey. But what we're looking at right now is that we need to remember what the real meaning of the season is. What's the reason for the season? That's a pretty easy question. What's the reason for the season?
I'm a donkey.
A doggy and maybe Christ? You think the two of them might be the reason for the season?
No.
No. We're missing one here.
When ghosts can go on a donkey because her baby is born and
gone. Oh, that's absolutely right. And who was that baby? That was Christ.
A Mithras God.
That's right. So only one woman can get on a donkey, in case you're interested. It's going to give us Christ. So he's absolutely right. So the reason for the season is Christ. right? So what I have for you guys here today is I have a couple different presents that I'm going to give you. You guys can take these, okay? I'm going to toss them behind you. Everybody can get a present. But this is called a pass-along present. It's a pass-along present. So what I want you to do with this present is I want you to take this present, and you can keep it for yourself for a while, but then I want you to give this present to someone else. Okay? Now, when you do that, you have to pass along the story of Christ. You have to pass along why we're celebrating this and why you're giving them a present. Because it's a gift from you to celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ. Okay? So can y'all do that?
Yeah.
Okay. Here they are right here. Here's these guys.
What does gingerbread?
And here's these guys. Okay? Alright. You want that one? Okay, you know what you have to do with that now, right?
Ow.
I'm gonna read. I gotta think
of it.
Why is nobody ever thinking of it?
I don't know, but they're cute. I think we should all take one. Did you get one, sweetheart? Did you pick one?
Ow, my feet.
Do you want this guy? This guy? Do you want any of them? Pardon? Okay, well, do you want to take him with you? He's precious. You like him?
Well, and then I...
Okay, thank you. I think I got this.
You know, I got it.
See, I told you. I got it. Okay, now, how many do we have left here? Did everybody get one?
Oh.
Okay, how many did we get?
He has two.
You, okay, everybody has one?
Yeah.
Okay, how many are here? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Pardon me? Okay, that's taken care of then. All right, what I'd like to have you guys do is if you have somebody you know that you're going to give another one to, pass them all present, remember that. You can take one more and you send us your pass along present. If you already have two, you have enough. Okay? Alright. So can we have a prayer for a minute? Bow our heads and give thanks for today. Father God, we thank you today for bringing us all together. We thank you for these precious, precious children. They are such a great example of what we're about as people, what we're about as Christians, and the lives that these children may have because of the impact of Christianity in their lives throughout the world, the people they may touch. We thank you for the birth of Jesus Christ. We thank you for the importance that he plays in our life every day. And we thank you, Lord, most of all, for you being in our lives. We pray all these things in your precious name. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, guys, you can go back to your seats.